I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. I'll tell you what's bugging me. It usually happens in the fall for me. Sometimes I walk out my front door and right into a spider web, and it's usually a big, thick sort of spider web.
Sure.
And has a big spider, and I don't know where the heck that thing is, if he's on me, if he's made his escape, or where.
The orb weaver, the orb web that you just walked into, I know that exact same feeling, just feeling those silken strands brushing over your cheeks just gives me a chill. It's sort of a very primal feeling, and I'm sort of imagining myself in a scene of Alien where this big thing is going to be on my face. The spiders are very nimble, and the moment you hit their web, they drop to the ground. It's very rare the spider will actually be on you. But orb weavers are fascinating animals. It refers to a type of web where you have these radiating spokes out from the center, and then the spokes themselves are connected with a spiral of silk. And these orb webs are specifically designed to capture flying insects. And the webs are made out of two kinds of silk. The radiating spokes are dry and tough, whereas the spiral connectors are sticky and stretchy. And as the spider is laying down that silk, they will coat each section with glue. And then they'll pluck it, and the harmonics of the silk will evenly distribute the glue. And under magnification, it'll look like a string of pearls. And that's what makes the web sticky. If all the strands were made of the hard, dry silk, all the strands would just snap and the flying insect would go right through. Instead, what happens is that those hard strands of silk will slow the insect down, and the stretchy spiral silk will expand and absorb the energy of the flying insect until it becomes trapped in the sticky strands. And then the spider will go in and deliver the coup de grace. They deliver a quick bite, or they will wrap it up in another kind of silk and then save it for later.
Growing up, the kids referred to that as a writing spider, and I think it was because of the kind of zigzag.
Oh, right. There's a special structure called the stabilimentum.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Not all orb weavers do that, but many do. That's interesting. Just by its name, stabilimentum, that tells you something about what scientists first thought it did, and that was to stabilize the web. Other people have proposed that it provides a visual marker so larger animals would see it and avoid the web and therefore wouldn't destroy it, and the spider would still be able to capture its food. But now one of the prevailing ideas is that it's spun from a different kind of silk, and it reflects light in such a way that it actually attracts insects to the web and increases the amount of food that's available to the spider.
What was the name of that book by E.B. White? It had some little pig in it.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's Web. Was Charlotte an orb weaver?
And you know, I was one of those kids that didn't read those books. I wanted to read about the spiders themselves. Why would I want to read a book about a spider and a pig when I could go out and see real spiders?
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.